Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Hillsborough County Health Department announced today that two more people died in the county Tuesday who were diagnosed with COVID-19. One was 68 years old, the other was 86. According to the state's Department of Health website, there have been 8,010 positive cases of COVID-19 in Florida as of this morning. 128 people have died. The coronavirus outbreak has triggered a stunning collapse in the U.S. workforce, with 10 million people losing their jobs in the past 2 weeks. Economists warn that unemployment could reach levels not seen since the Great Depression. The federal government reported today that 227,000 Floridians initiated unemployment claims last week. That's up from 74,000 the previous week. State officials say they're working to accommodate the spike in claims despite being overwhelmed. On the WMNF News headlines at 5:30, we'll hear from a USF student and DSA member who is helping to organize a rent strike in the face of so many people losing their jobs. About half of all working Americans say they or a member of their household have lost some kind of income due to the coronavirus pandemic, with low-income Americans and those without college degrees especially likely to have lost a job. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The survey found that 60% of Americans now say the national economy is poor. It's a swift reversal from the 67% who called it good just 2 months ago. The spike in pessimism has followed a stock market collapse and the closures of businesses around the country due to the coronavirus pandemic. Florida's Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried is calling upon the U.S. Department of Agriculture to purchase surplus goods from Florida farms. Here's more from Robbie Gaffney.
Farmers who depended on restaurants to sell their goods are facing challenges. Restaurants are canceling orders from farms, and now Florida's Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried says excess produce is sitting on shelves with nowhere to go. She's calling upon the U.S. Department of Agriculture to allow her agency to purchase this surplus to use in emergency food assistance programs. She's also asking the department to act swiftly in giving farmers financial assistance. I'm Robbie Gaffney.
Here's the weather for the Tampa Bay area. Tonight, it'll be clear. Overnight low temperatures will be in the high 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot. Highs will be in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.
Let's talk pills. To treat everything from allergies to heart problems, half of Americans take a prescription medicine every day. And nearly all of us reach for the pill bottle on occasion. It's perfectly safe, though, because the Food and Drug Administration regulates the ingredients that go into those medicinal compounds, right? Yes, assuming they're produced in the USA. Aren't they? Mostly, no. Take antibiotics. The New York Times reports that ingredients for the majority of these bacteria fighters are now made almost exclusively in China and India, as are the components of dozens of other major drugs. Unbeknownst to most Americans and to our doctors, China has become the world's preeminent supplier of medicines. As one major drug company puts it, if tomorrow China stopped supplying pharmaceutical ingredients, the worldwide pharmaceutical industry would collapse. What's at work here is mindless globalization and deregulation. Our politicians threw open the U.S. market to drug imports while also letting foreign manufacturers go uninspected and unregulated. So, companies located in China can cut corners and undercut our own regulated pill makers. America's last producer of penicillin's ingredients, for example, shut down in 2004, leaving us dependent on China. FDA, our supposed watchdog, doesn't even know where a drug's ingredients come from. Why? Because drug companies say they don't like to reveal their sources. So they don't. The Times found that one federal database lists the existence of about 3,000 foreign drug plants that ship to the U.S., while another lists 6,800. No one knows which is correct, if either. This is Jim Hightower saying, this is ridiculous. For the sake of America's health, security, and economy, let's regulate all pill makers and rebuild our own industry.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.